So now we're going to say, now we're doing the brachas of Kriya Shema. B'shachar, in the morning, we're now switching to morning first because we just had dealt with the Kriya Shema of Shel Shachar. Mevarach shtaim lefaneha, you say two brachas before, everyone knows, Yotze Or and Ahava Rabba, or Ahava Solem for those. Right? V'achas l'achareha, and one bracha after Kriya Shema. Gal Yisrael. Uve erev, shtaim lefaneha, v'shtaim l'achareha. In the evening, there's two before and two afterwards, right? The before we have is Mariv Aravim and Avasolam, excuse me. Right? And Shtaim L'Acharei, and two afterwards also. Achas Arucha, one of them is long. V'achas Katzara, one of them is short. We're referring to the two brachas before. The brachas that go before, the two brachas before in both the morning and the evening. One of them is an Arucha, one of them is a Katzara. There's two Pshatim, two main pshatim, what it means to be a long bracha. Okay? First we'll go with, not like the Rav will say Rashi, Rashi try to straightforward. Arucha means it's got a lot of stuff in it. Right? There's a lot of things squeezed in, a lot of concepts in. Look at Avarabi, you see there's a lot of things squeezed in there. Okay? And V'achas Katara, one is just a single theme of the bracha. Makom Sh'amr L'Harech, where the rabbi said it's a long bracha. The rabbi is, of course, being Anshe Knesset HaGadola who established the brachas. Einu Rishai L'Katzer, you can't chop off things you don't like there, says Rashi. Okay? And Lakatzer, if they made it a short one, Ein Roshay Laharach, you can't squeeze in extra. That's Rashi. The Rambam's shot is that a bracha arucha, and this is like the Rav, means it starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Right? If you learn Mishnah, you're probably more familiar with that shot. Okay? Starts with the baruch, ends with the bracha, baruch, which is the case of the first bracha, and then the second one just ends with the baruch. So again, the shot would be, you can't chop out one of the two Baruch Atah Hashem's in the bracha. Now, the Seif of the Mishnah says Lachtom, but the rabbi said you have to be Chotem, you have to make a end with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Einu Rishai Shlo Lachtom, you can't not say Baruch Atah Hashem a second time, even though you said it at the beginning of the bracha. And Shlo Lachtom, if they said only one Chasima, just start with Baruch, then end with Baruch. Einu Rishai Lachtom, you can't add an extra baruch at the end of the bracha. So I have a question for you. Don't blurt out the answer, think about it. According to the Rambam, that says that an arucha means two brachas, and a katzar is one, and we just said, if it's aruch, it can't be makatzar, if it's katzar, it can't be ma'aruch, you can't add or you can't leave one out to add one in. So they said, in the Seifa, it says, the chasima, if it said baruch at the end, you can't chop it out or add it in. So what's the difference in the first, the case of the beginning of the Mishnah, which is arucha and katzar, and they, case of the Seifa, which is Lachtam and Lo Lachtam. Is that a reasonable question? Want to think about it for a second? You understand my question? I'll say it again while you're thinking about it. According to the Rambam, an Arucha, Bracha, Arucha, a long Bracha, is one that starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. And the Mishnah said, if it says do that, you can't chop out, you can't leave one of the Baruchs out. And if it says only do one time Baruch, you can't add one in. And then the second part of the Mishnah says, where it says Lachtam, to end with the Baruch, you can't leave it out. And if it says lo lachtam, you can't add it in. So it sounds like the same thing twice. Not a reasonable. That's my question. Let's try on the Rambam. I'll give you another 10 seconds to think of an answer. Then I'll tell you the answer. It's good to think. So I asked Rav Lunas this question a long time ago. So he told me pshat is very straightforward pshat. That the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the first baruch, and the second part of the Mishnah is talking about the second baruch. Straightforward. Like that?